Basketball is back, and Bet Online remains your number one source for all your sports betting needs this season. You'll always find the latest odds, team matchup info, player news, and game trends at Bet Online. And as your continued source for all sports wagering information, Bet Online features live betting, free contests, and giveaways all season long. Always the fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite sports and events, whether that's NFL, NBA, NHL, MMA, tennis, boxing, or even golf. Head to betonline.ag to join and receive your 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Make sure to use promo code BELIEVE to receive your rewards. BetOnline, where the game starts.
This is Lock It In, a sports betting show, part of the Believe Podcast Network. And now, here's your host, Cam Rogers.
And welcome in to Lock It In with Cam Rogers, presented by BetOnline.ag. What is going on? Cam Rogers with you. Catch me on social media. I'm on Twitter at MrRogers99 and on Instagram at MrRogers98. We are discussing the Hero World Challenge, my best bets for this week's golf tournament. Not an official PGA Tour event, but 20 elite golfers will be competing out in the Bahamas. Tiger Woods will not be one of those players. He withdrew due to plantar fasciitis, but he did have a press conference with the media earlier this week and had a lot of juicy information. So I'll go through all of that, discuss my thoughts on Tiger's future as we enter 2023, and then I will get to my best bets for the Hero World Challenge. So let's get into that press conference here. Tiger speaking to the media for the first time in a while. Here are some takeaways. Number one, he's going to play the majors and one or two more tournaments. That likely means no FedEx Cup playoffs and no WGC events. He'll play the four majors, the Masters, PGA Championship, the U.S. Open, and the British Open. And then he will likely play Bay Hill, I would think, Arnold's tournament, or the Memorial, which is Jack's tournament. Otherwise, I don't see Tiger Woods playing on the PGA Tour in 2023. Now, here's the good news. We have bonus Tiger Woods here in December as he will be competing in the match not too long from now and in the PNC Championship. So we have both of those events to look forward to. But it's clear he is at peace with the fact that he will never fully recover from the injuries that he sustained in February of 2021. He's at peace with the fact that he won't play a full PGA Tour schedule. He never really did, but a full PGA Tour schedule by Tiger's standards. That number was usually around 10 to 12 tournaments. We're not going to see that. We're going to see a maximum of 6 next year. So, as I always say on this show and any other show out there, every single time Tiger Woods tees it up, drink it in, because he's on the back end of his career. I don't think it's a stretch to say that. Now, he is still going to compete in these major championships with the expectation that he can win. Tiger never plays a golf tournament unless he thinks he can win. And so for these major championships, we'll see how they set up. I would say he's probably out of the running for the PGA and the US Open going forward in his career, but he still has a shot at Augusta, still has a shot at the British Open, just because those two tournaments typically cater to the older guard on the PGA Tour. We've seen older golfers perform well on those tracks, Augusta National and the Lynx style tracks out there with the British Open. So some insight there in terms of Tiger's schedule. Again, six tournaments maximum next year, which means if he even qualifies for the FedEx Cup playoffs, that could mean that he won't play in them if he has already hit that six tournament number. So something to keep in mind. Tiger Woods, of course, also commenting on LIV Golf, particularly CEO Greg Norman. He wants him out. Does not want him at the head of this rival golf tour, which is interesting. And Tiger is very much a PGA Tour loyalist, as he should be. He helped build the PGA Tour in the modern day. But he also sounded hopeful that maybe both tours can figure something out after perhaps Greg Norman is no longer the CEO. Now, will that happen? I doubt it. Talking about Greg Norman here. But if it does happen, it sounds like Tiger is willing to take a seat at the table and negotiate with LIV. Now, again, this is all very hypothetical right now. How likely all of this is, as we stand, pretty thin. I don't think it's a highly likely scenario as we stand, but it's December of 2022. A lot of things can change here as we go forward. Mentioned the plantar fasciitis for Tiger Woods. It should not be a concern for him going into the match and the PNC Championship. He should be good to go in both of those tournaments here this month. So, as always, good to hear from Tiger. Glad that he is still there at the Hero World Challenge, despite the fact that he can't play this week. Okay, let's get to my best bets for the Hero World Challenge. No cut event. All 20 players are top 50 in the world. Albany Golf Course, which has yielded an 18 under score or lower the past 5 years. So my outright selection, my pick to win this week is Sungjae Im at 14-1. The fall swing has just been okay, but he's still uber talented. Seventh at the Shriners, sixth in this field in strokes gained putting, first in strokes gained off the tee. I think in a small field event, I'm willing to go to this 14-1 number here for Sungjae Im. Top five, Tom Kim at plus 275. All he's done, won twice in his past six starts. The irons are elite over the past 36 rounds. He's gaining 1.05 strokes on approach, the best mark of anyone in this field. He's also the sixth best player from tee to green and the sixth best player on putting surfaces. Put that all together, top five for Tom Kim at plus 275. And then I have a top 10 for Mr. Billy Horschel at plus 110. So a top 10 plus money in a 20-person field event. I like that. Has had a great fall worldwide. T9 at the BMW PGA, T10 at the Alfred Dunhill Tournament, and T7 at the CJ Cup. Over the past 36 rounds, Horschel has gained strokes in each of the key strokes gained categories on the PGA Tour. So Billy Horschel for a top 10 as well. My best bets for this week's Hero World Challenge right here on Lock It In with Cam Rogers. Coming up later in the week, my best bets across the NFL for week 13. So be sure to subscribe to the show, tell your friends about the program. I appreciate you tuning into the show. Of course, follow me on Twitter at MrRogers99 and continue the conversation. And I will talk to you very, very soon.